To demonstrate his intentions, the male would have begun to perform a courtship dance. CAT scan evidence shows that the brain of Majungatholus was incredibly small and therefore primitive, leading paleontologists to speculate that this dance would have been very simple.
Certainly given the brain size of something like Majungatholus, which has a relatively primitive brain, we would expect them to have the kinds of primitive, very ritualized courtship rituals that we see in lizards and crocodiles today. Very stereotyped, rigid kinds of courtship behaviors.
In this theory, although the male tried his best, the female was not receptive. Ripped from the continent of Gondwanaland by the violent upheavals of the Earth's tectonic plates, the island of Madagascar was born. Surrounded by sea, the island quickly became a lush green Garden of Eden. As evolution forged ahead, an extraordinary inhabitant emerged. Majungatholus. In these jungles, a colossal battle of the sexes appears to have taken place. To help piece together a viable scenario, paleontologists have gathered as much information about the competitors as possible. The skeletal design of Majungatholus shows that these were very powerful animals. But there may have been a difference in size and strength between male and female.
We do see some differences between the different specimens that we find of Majungatholus. It's hard for us to know whether those are just differences between different individuals or differences that we can associate to differences in sex. Both of these animals will probably be fairly comparable in terms of their general size and strength and general capabilities.